Thank you very much for attending today's conference. Since it is now the scheduled starting time, we would like to begin. First of all, allow me to introduce today's participants. Masashi Muromachi, Chairman of the Board, Representative Executive Officer, President and Chief Executive Officer. Masayoshi Hirata, Representative Executive Officer, Corporate Senior Vice President and CFO. Yukikazu Watanabe, General Manager, Finance and Accounting Division. I am Naoto Hasegawa, General Manager, Public Relations and Investor Relations Office. First of all, Masashi Muromachi will explain about the designation of Toshiba shares as securities on alert. After that, Masayoshi Hirata will provide an explanation on business results. Masashi Muromachi will now explain about the securities on alert designation. I am Masashi Muromachi. Toshiba Corporation submitted the 176th Annual Securities Report and the amended Annual Securities Report and Quarterly Financial Reports for past fiscal periods to the Kanto Local Finance Bureau on September 7th, and today submitted the quarterly financial report for the first quarter of the 177th fiscal period. Due to the fact of failed statement in our company's securities report, Toshiba received notice today, September 14th, from the Tokyo Stock Exchange and Nagoya Stock Exchange to the effect that they deem that our company has a serious problem in its internal control system and that improvement of the company's internal management system is highly necessary. Under stock exchange rules, they have designated Toshiba Corporation's share as securities on alert, effective from September 15th, and imposed penalties for violation of the listing agreements. Toshiba takes the designation of its shares as securities on alert, which is a measure proportional for this listing, very seriously and deeply apologized to our shareholders, investors, and all other stakeholders and concerned parties for the great concern and inconvenience it has caused. As explained on August 18th and September 7th with respect to the board outline of corporate governance reforms, Toshiba will steadily implement concrete measures including the following: a review of the composition of the board of directors and reinforcement of its supervisory function, a renew of composition of the audit committee and reinforcement of its auditing function, and reinforcement of the nomination committee and securing of transparency of nomination procedures. In addition, for the purpose of realizing these measures and rebuilding and reinforcing corporate governance and internal management system effective September 30th, Toshiba will newly establish the Internal Audit Division, Management Reform Promotion Division, an internal management system in enforcement project team. These organizations will be headed by executive officers and will be operated with a focus on efficacy. Going forward, the internal management system enforcement project team will play a central role in rapidly improving internal management system to prepare for removal from the securities on alert designation, and the entire staff of our company will strive together and make their best efforts to regain trust and strengthen management in order to meet the expectations of our shareholders, investors, and other stakeholders so that the designation is removed. We ask for your continued support. We once again apologize for causing this incident and for causing concern and inconvenience to our approximately 400,000 shareholders, as well as to Japanese and overseas investors, business partners, concerned authorities, and others in this occasion. We take the designation of the company's share as security on alert very seriously and will seek to regain trust under the new management team and make every effort to revitalize the Toshiba Group while receiving guidance from the relevant authorities. Now, Masayoshi Hirata will provide an explanation of business results.
Thank you very much for the introduction. I am Hirata. I am going to begin my presentation to you on the first quarter consolidated business results for FY 2015. As the company received an approval from Kanto Local Financial Bureau on May 29th and for the extension of submission of the consolidated results for the first quarter of the FY ending March 2016, we are to report to you that today the company did make the submission thereof, which was accepted by Kanto Local Financial Bureau. Once again, on behalf of the company, I deeply apologize to shareholders, investors, and all other stakeholders for inconveniences and concerns caused. Also, it's been only 1 week that Chin Nippon is an auditing firm had the time available to audit our statements which we are presenting to you today, and I would like to express our sincere gratitude to your cooperation to us. With that, I would like to get on with the FY 2015 first quarter consolidated business result presentation. I would like you to take a look at the PowerPoint presentation. Here is the key points for FY 2015 1Q. Toshiba Group's net sales was 1,349.9 billion yen. Lifestyle products and services segment saw lower sales due to the shift in focus into refined sales territories, so down by 64.1 billion yen all in all. Operating income, although electronic devices and the component segment came down in earnings, and the still high profitability was preserved. Energy and infrastructure, as well as lifestyle products and services segments, worsened year on year. So the operating income minus 11 billion yen, the income before income taxes and non-controlling interests minus 7.3 billion, and net income was minus 12.3 billion yen. Net D/E ratio improved by 17 percentage points year on year to 111%. Please understand that since we are in the process of the sorting out operational impacts of inappropriate accounting from the past, we forgo the announcement of FY 2015 forecast. Free cash flow was minus 82.9 billion yen. Equity attributable to shareholders of the company was 1,099.2 billion yen, having preserved a 1 trillion yen order. Net interest bearing debts has been reduced by 78.8 billion yen over the year at 1,221.7 billion yen. And as it says just now, net DE ratio improved 17 points to 111 points. Please take a look at the review of consolidated business results for the 2013 and this year 2015 and therefore respective first quarter periods. I am deeply sorry to have to say that in this first quarter, on a year-on-year basis, substantial drop in sales and income had to be recorded. Let me give you the overview of the first quarter consolidated business results outline of net sales. Basically, there was 96 billion yen worth of FX effect, mainly referring to the U.S. dollar exchange rate movement. And also, there was a downward impact coming from the PC, B2C business activities, as well as withdrawal from overseas visual TV products and business amounting to 76 billion yen. Outside of that, for electronic devices and components and energy infrastructure, the segments year-on-year minus of 64.1 billion yen at 1 trillion yen and 349.9 billion yen. Moving on, I would like to give you the overview of the operating income for this quarter. In energy and infrastructure, lifestyle products and services, and also electronic devices and components, significant downfall. I am going to come back to the details later on. Outline of operating income and the situation for net sales by segment. Please take a look at this first the page showing the further details of an energy and infrastructure the segment. For net sales, and transmission and distribution system and landis gear fared well on one hand. However, given the worsening of the housing market, photovoltaic, the system business came down in performance. So segment as a whole basically stayed level year-on-year. Operating income, landis gear continue to perform very strongly. However, for nuclear power systems, thermal and hydropower systems and others, the worsening of respective conditions saw minus 10.7 billion yen. Back orders for the nuclear business, particularly in reference to the fuel orders, accumulated nicely. However, there was lower sales overseas in this first quarter, so year-on-year decline. Thermal and hydraulic power generation systems, there was subsiding stabilization of the special demand, which was created given March 11th. Here's the order backlog for the energy and the infrastructure. To the left is June end 2014, and to the right is June end 2015. This saw the accumulation of back orders is a 14% year-on-year increase in this regard. Community solutions is next. Net sales, elevator and building systems business and Toshiba Tech recorded higher sales. However, the commercial air conditioners and building and facility and solutions business saw lower sales. Operating income, Toshiba Tech's overseas retail business was slower, and segment as a whole worsened further. So minus 6.5 billion yen is the number to report. Moving on to healthcare systems and services, mainly in the Japanese domestic market, increase in sales, operating income, increased R&D costs to develop next-generation systems and services. So all in all, comparable in here to the first quarter previous year. Electronic devices and components. For net sales, memories and system LSIs increased owing to the larger volume sold. However, storage products and discretes the lower sales, and segment as a whole on the basic level year-on-year. Operating income, memory business was able to preserve high profitability. However, the downward impact in selling prices and pushing down profits. The storage products and discretes, the downward trend. So segment as a whole on a year-on-year basis was negative 13.3 billion yen over the year. So 35.6 billion yen is the number to report. Semiconductor and storage products results breakdown. On a year-on-year basis, the larger volume sold of memory products pushed up the sales. However, with storage products, the result was slower. For the semiconductor storage products, the quarterly trend in operating income. Typically speaking, each year, the first quarter tends to be slow in profitability. Please understand that in the final quarter, FY2014, for the discretes, the 41.1 billion yen worsening effect created by the impairment losses, adjusting that out, the result would have been 64.8 billion yen. Lifestyle products and services. Again, TV business withdrawal from the overseas as well as a shift in focus to redefine sales territories for PC B2C business and they pushed down the results year on year. The operating income, PC, house, appliances and business worsened in their respective results owing to the FX effect, so minus 20.7 billion yen. Here's the results breakdown for lifestyle products and services. PC B2C business declined. For the TV and the business, overseas business withdrawal have affected downwardly, so large drops in sales. Non-operating income and losses and expenses is next. Foreign exchange income. Mainly in reference to the U.S. dollar currency, the yen depreciated further, and so the effect of which was very much the factor at play. So 9.4 billion yen worth of impact. Also, structural reform costs, which was 5.4 billion yen for this quarter, and this mainly includes lifestyle products and services structural reform costs. Cost of settling lawsuits. We booked the amount of the reserve, which we considered to be rationally estimatable at present. Also, we continue to stream down our asset base, the sort of capital gains and sales of securities, among others, in others category. Next, I would like to talk about income tax and net income attributable to non-controlling interests. As we start with income before income taxes and non-controlling interest of minus 17.3 billion yen, income tax and the payable at 5.8 billion yen, and then income attributable to non-controlling interest minus 800 million yen. So you have to book net income as minus 12.3 billion yen. Cash flows. The status, free cash flow, worsened by 21.8 billion yen over the past year at minus 82.9 billion yen. As the net income worsened, we were having to curtail the investing cash flow from investing activities. However, the operational improvements in lifestyle products and services segment, which is in the shrinking scale of operation, the efforts were only at the respective midpoint, the sort of worsening of working capital. Consolidated balance sheets. At the June end, 2016, the total assets was 6 trillion 343 billion yen. Inventories. While net sales was declining on a year-on-year basis, inventories inflated further by some 130 billion yen. So our resolve is to continue to promote operational improvements to make sure that we enjoy improvements in cash flow status. Cash equivalent at the end of the quarter was 205.5 billion yen, be it on the year-on-year basis or in contrast to the amount of cash at the beginning of the quarter, there was an increase. And this is a reflection of our policy to enrich cash at hand to make sure that we can respond to the needs during the term. Next is total equity. As of the end of June 2015, The equity attributable to shareholders of the company was 1,099.2 billion yen, having preserved 1 trillion order. The shareholders' equity ratio was 17.3%. Accumulated other comprehensive income, again with a reflection of the yen depreciations against the USD, the effect is very much at play here. So improvement from the end of March 2015. And this is my final page to talk about the financial the structure and condition. As I said before, as of the end of 2014, the net D/E ratio was 128%, which was having preserved 1 trillion the shareholders' equity, and with the pay down of debts, improved to 111%.